Hey GWA backstage, this is Wenchness, and I'm doing F-Stop's Take the Plunge questionnaire. I know I said I was going to do it last night, but things happen as they tend to, so here I am doing it today. So let's see here. First question. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the words being said? Honestly, I am a sucker for voice. There's something about a certain timbre and just the fact of how turned on that person is. I'm very much a person who gets off on the feeling of other people getting off, to be honest. And it doesn't always matter the words, because, quite frankly, sometimes the best times are when there aren't any words. So, definitely the quality. Tell one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. This is probably going to go without saying, but hi, this is the internet, and if I'm not going to tell another living soul, I am certainly not going to put it somewhere that eventually someone will be able to Google search me. That's a little strange to think about, so no deep, deep, dark secrets from me, at least not today. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? What would you want people to not know about? This one's kind of tricky. Not the answer itself, but the idea of being in public decidedly turns me on about many, many, many things. However, in public is where people in real life would know about it, so it's a bit of a double-edged sword there, so to speak. But most certainly, a big fan of the fantasy of being in public. I'm also a large, large fan of being the naughty schoolgirl, but that one I'm not so embarrassed nor ashamed about. Alright. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons, all the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you having to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? This one is surprisingly easy for me. Only for the fact that you've specified that it is words and phrases and not sounds. Quite honestly, there to me is little sexier than the most direct approach. And the phrase I like to hear the most is that, well, I want you. Easy enough, simple enough, and very, very to the point. If you got a private message saying, "Hey, I recognize your voice. I know this is you," how do you think you would feel, react? Assuming the message was coming from a standard friend. Well, I'm very, very, very glad that my mother does not have Reddit that much, or rather does not post on Reddit. So, that would be more than a bit embarrassing, but standard friend-wise, only about two people I know that I consider friends know about what I do. And I'm not quite sure how I would react if someone called me out, so to speak. I'm absolutely certain it would end in a bit of dodginess and quite a bit of embarrassment. After all, everybody has their own reactions to things, and I wouldn't know what theirs was, aside from the fact they knew it was me. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? This one's a little difficult because there are two things primarily that I tend to rely on the most, as it were. Then again, my sarcasm is not something you've seen much of, but something that definitely is always on and tends to amuse. However, the most obvious thing I will play up when I'm going out and want attention would definitely be my breasts. I am double D, so they're kind of there anyway, so I might as well use them. It's not that I can just simply go, poof, boobs away. Not that people, for some reason, would want me to. What would friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? While I touched on my sarcasm, I have a very, very dry, at times, sense of humor, but people seem to enjoy it. However, my friends would say that my best, possibly worst, personality trait is that I am loyal to a fault. I have done many, many dumb things in the name of friendship, and I've done many, many things that people have come back to me and thanked me for believing in them. So, probably my best aspect would be my loyalty, and if you cross that, look out. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I like a sense of humor. Many people don't think that a sense of humor has much use in the bedroom, as it were, or otherwise. However, I'm of the mind that if you can't laugh at yourself in all situations, even if it does feel a bit silly to do such, I'm not quite sure that you're actually living. I definitely like a guy with a good, really good sense of humor. And then physically, I'm an eyes and shoulders kind of girl. I like a lot of things, but I could sit here all day and tell you all what I like. Let's see. Almost done, I know. What's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Sorry, does it disappoint, but I'm pretty vanilla in this aspect of things. There's not been anything particularly strange. Aside from the usual gamut, there's been no Cthulhu tentacles or anything like that, although now you all wonder what exactly I'm thinking about. Well, this wench has gone to piracy, and where there is piracy, there are sea monsters. But as I said, I'm a fairly vanilla sea nymph. And finally, name a member here on GWA. You would really love to take this questionnaire. There are so many because I don't know if I can answer this one because I'm so new on the site, as it were. Apologies for my dog telling us all that his life is terribly difficult, but I would encourage anyone on here to take this questionnaire. I know that's generic, but I would love to know more about all of you. So, and that's all the questions. So, I'm gonna end this recording. Thank you for listening if you've managed to get all the way through it. And I will talk to you all again very, very soon.